John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. We got just a few minutes ago the numbers from the Labor Department. These are employment numbers for the month of November, and they are surprisingly good. Non-farm payrolls, 146,000 jobs created last month. The market was expecting 90,000. Non-farm private payrolls, 147,000 new jobs, expecting 120. The unemployment rate dropped from 8% to 7.7%. That's the lowest rate that we've seen since December of 08. And here's another interesting number. Average hourly earnings actually increased 0.2%. It was expected to really pretty be unchanged. The Dow futures and the market futures are responding favorably to those numbers. Well, there's some other interesting things going on. Let's talk about one of our favorite companies, and that being Walmart. We know Walmart's been trying to get a foothold in India, the world's largest democracy. Well, the Indian government this week has made some huge progress that's going to be beneficial to Walmart. The upper house of parliament yesterday voted to allow foreign retailers to own majority stakes in companies. The lower house in India had voted the same thing on Wednesday. Now, the government hopes that this will entice foreign investment and turn around the slowing economic growth there. This is specifically aimed at allowing big box stores and supermarkets to come into India and to be 51% or more controlled by outside investors. Here's the big issue, though. The individual states, though, can decide whether or not to allow retailers to operate in their territory. There are 28 states in India. 10 of those states have already said, no dice. We're not going to let those big box companies and those supermarkets come in and nudge out our local small businesses. It's amazing how sometimes you can get in trouble and you don't even know you're in trouble. The CEO of Netflix is experiencing that. Back in June, he posted something on his blog on Facebook where he said, quote, our members are enjoying nearly a billion hours per month of video streaming on Netflix. Well, he's being investigated by the SEC because it turns out the SEC believes that since that was newsworthy, that Netflix should have filed a 8K filing with the SEC, and they're investigating him simply because of this posting he put on his blog. Gee, you know, where are they going to stop there? If you happen to be a T-Mobile customer, you're going to like this news. The number four carrier is going to now be able to offer next-year iPhones. They're the last one of the major carriers to do that. T-Mobile management says it fills a major hole in their product line. And here's another one that's really kind of a head-scratcher. Smith & Wesson, the handgun and rifle manufacturer headquartered in Massachusetts, reporting numbers yesterday after the market closed that are just unbelievably good. Their sales are up 48% this year over last year. They said they made $21 million profit this quarter. They lost almost $2 million profit in the same quarter of last year. They also raised their outlook for the rest of their fiscal year, and their stock is already trading at a 52-week high. Now I'll let you speculate about what's the cause and effect of all of that. Lastly, we see another company continue to pay these special dividends, HCA, which is the largest publicly traded hospital company in America. They operate 163 hospitals, 110 surgery centers in 20 states, are headquartered in Nashville. Not to be confused with HMA, which owns Sparks here, but they're going to pay an extra $2 special dividend in December. We see more and more companies returning cash to shareholders in December ahead of these perceived massive tax hikes that will happen January the 1st of 2013.
Perceived. That's the word, John.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to find out, I guess. All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could call him at 782-2527. 782-2527 is the number to call to talk with John personally. Or you can certainly email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.